Let's play a little game we call Are You Smarter Than an 11th Grader?
Are you smarter than
an 11th
grader?
All right, now.
Man. Great
high production. Yeah, thank you.
We have our first problem of the day. I notice here that the father and son are communicating, and I appreciate that they were keeping it down, trying to be polite and respectful there while we were still talking on the air. Our contestant's name is Will. And Will, I believe you can hear me. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, but you could not hear James Seltzer a moment ago?
Oh, that's not good. So you can't hear me right now?
He cannot hear you. All right. We will get Will and Ruben. Can you guys switch seats, please, just to get and switch maybe the headphones? Because we got to get Will in a spot where he can hear James.
Can Chris hear me? Chris, can you hear me in yours? You could switch their headphones, too.
Yeah, but let's get Chris to be able to hear you as well. So let's get, in the meantime, while we get that switched, let's take a phone call, and then we're going to get to this contest here. John, we're already off the rails. Our contestant with a 4.2 GPA was set up bad by Seltzer. Seltzer gave him bad cans. All right, we'll get to that shortly. Let's go to Nick right now. Nick, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, crew.
What's up,
crew,
Nick?
Good morning. Just wanted to make a quick point back with Taiwan.
Yep.
My issue with him, obviously, he's struggling. We don't need to keep harping on that, but if the Phils string a few games together like they have over the last couple of games, they get some momentum going. I mean, as we're nearing the postseason and momentum becomes more and more important, if we got to keep throwing Taiwan out there, I mean, it could kill everything we get built up here going into the postseason.
Well, here's the thing, Nick. What it really could mostly affect is their standing for a Game 7 or a Game 1 at Citizens Bank Park. I mean, they are in a dogfight with the Dodgers, the Brewers, and believe it or not, even the Yankees and other teams in the AL for home field advantage in various rounds. And you don't want to see it all get screwed up because this guy gets 3, 4, 5 more starts. He should get 0 more starts. 0.
I completely agree. And like you said, throwing anybody out there, I mean, some of these pitchers that we have starting these games like the other day, I'm not even that familiar with them. And I have more confidence in them.
No question. Nick, right now I have zero confidence in Taiwan Walker.
Completely agree.
Yeah. And really, I think it reminds me of yesteryear when the Phillies would trot guys out who clearly shouldn't be trotted out. And I think one of the reasons, Nick, the team made the playoffs the last 2 years, you know, they got rid of Didi. They got rid of that Familia last year. I mean,
Odubel.
What year was that?
Same year of Familia. They got rid of both of them at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, was Familia 2 years ago then?
Familia was 2022, correct.
Oh, I thought it was last year.
No, it was 2023.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, it was last year.
I don't think Odubel was on 2022, was he? Maybe he was. But
he was on 2022 and they got rid of him.
They got rid of him. The point is, Nick, they had a line in the sand. And I'm disappointed that the Phillies' line in the sand this year with Taiwan Walker has been so generous. Too generous. All right, give me a great answer, Nick. What appeals to both kids and adults, you know, kind of equally, if you will?
Video games.
Video games.
Man, huge.
I don't know about that.
Of course they're.
Yeah, oh, they're huge.
Joe,
adults,
what do you mean
massive.
You don't know about that?
Some adults, but it's not mainstream.
Oh, it is.
Yes, we got things like vacations. Less than 50% adults play video games. No question.
I don't think so.
No question. Ruben Amar, do you play video games? All right, his microphone's not on. All right,
I just turned it on.
Working.
You can talk.
All right. So, but look, I think that's a bad answer, but we'll see. All right, let's meet our contestant.
Can you hear me, Will? Let's start there.
Yeah, all right. Can hear
Boom.
You. All right, our contestant's name is Willie Hells from Brandywine High School. Will, I'll ask you to talk into that microphone. Lean into that thing right there. Let's welcome from Brandywine High School. He's got the guts to stand up and try to beat. And he walks in with a freaking 4.2 weighted GPA. His name is Will, and he is the hero of Philadelphia if he wins today. Good morning, Will.
Good morning.
Yes,
how are you,
Will.
Buddy?
More ready than ever.
Now,
yes.
Are you a big Philadelphia sports fan?
Yep.
You listen to the show? You listen to the station?
Yep.
Now, what gives you the audacity to think on Odyssey that you can beat the Hammer, who is like, I mean, I'm the Hammer. How do you think you can beat me? What are you kidding me?
I mean,
did those teachers teach you anything?
I hope so.
Yeah, they teach don't go up against the Hammer in high school these days.
John,
did you know that?
John, what is the approach I have here as far as being the Hammer and, you know, talking some smack? But also, I mean, I want to be a nice guy.
I don't know.
You should keep your mind
shut.
How...
I don't know how you toe this line, actually. It's a challenge. But I do believe in Will. I believe Will has a very reserved demeanor, and he's about to lay you low.
He looks smart. He looks smart. Let's
very
welcome
smart.
Will's father. His name is Chris. He goes by the name The Father here. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everyone else.
So, Chris, you heard us talking a few weeks ago that we were going to do this, and you reached out to Seltzer and submitted your son. You must be very proud of him. 4.2 GAs. He seems like a fine, fine young man. So congratulations on raising a great kid.
Thank you. He's got a quiet confidence reserve, but trust me, if he wins, he will probably take it to the next level.
Is he a winner?
Absolutely.
We're about to find out.
Do you think Joe's camera is a winner?
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
Get a hammer!
Joe has only won in this game, and that's why he's so pompous in his demeanor right now. Well, he really believes he'll win.
Let me say, Chris, to you and Will to you, before we begin this, I apologize for anything I may or may not say in the next couple of minutes. It's all men and good fun.
Don't take him too seriously.
I think the audience knows I'm just playing around. All right, James, for those just tuning in, give them a sense of how this contest works. I know you talked to Will and me before the show or before the segment about the rules, but just for those tuning in, how does this thing
work? Yes, so it is going to be 10 questions. I said before it's a mix of science and math and history and English and geography, and it'll be 10 questions. Whoever thinks they know the answer, you yell it out. Whoever says the answer first gets it. If they are wrong when they yell it out, the other contestant will get 5 seconds to try and answer the question, and we go, and if we're tied at the end, we'll keep going until someone wins.
If we're tied at 10, then we have overtime rules.
It's sudden death. Question, get it right, get it wrong, keep going.
Yep. Will, do you understand the rules?
I understand.
I know, Will, I am nervous because I always get nervous before a competition. Are you a little bit nervous?
Not at all.
Good for you,
amazing.
Man.
Amazing. I love this.
That's really good. Which category do you think you will be particularly good at? Sports? And not sports, none of sports. History? You know, geography, what would be your main area of specialty?
Good job with the categories,
I'd say probably history and science.
Okay. Well, science will be my worst. All right, Seltzer, make sure you got Justin answering the phones in there if possible.
Yep, Justin, get on that. All right. You can go right over there and hear him making noise.
So remember, you got to yell it out. The first person to yell it out gets credit with the answer.
All right, if you get it right. All right, let's rock and roll.
If it's wrong, the other person gets 5 seconds.
That's right.
To answer the question.
That's right. All
nailed
right.
it.
Seltzer, you got the floor.
All right, here we go. Are you smarter than an 11th grader?
This is
here
so
we go.
Embarrassing because I know it's going to be a disaster.
All right,
for me.
Question number one. Yell the answer out if you know it. Question number one. 60% of the Amazon rainforest is located in which South American country?
Brazil.
Wow, hammer quick on that one. 1-0 hammer. Quick start. Question number two.
You know why?
Why?
Because it's the biggest country down there.
Look at you.
Yeah,
deductive reasoning there.
Thank you.
Question number two. What is the largest organ in the human body?
The heart.
Incorrect. Will, you have 5 seconds.
Is it the large intestine?
It is not. It is the skin is the largest organ.
Come on, guys.
Yeah.
All right. Question number three.
Okay.
What is the sum of the interior angles of a triangle?
180 degrees.
Bang! 1-1.
1-1 after 3 questions.
Well done.
Nice job,
all over that. Question number four. What treaty signified the end of World War I?
Treaty of Versailles.
That is correct. 2-1, hammer. All right. For question number five, about to be halfway through. What is the literary term for the principal or lead character of a literary work?
Protagonist.
3-1, hammer. Jumping on it there. All right,
you.
Will.
Thank
let's
you.
Go. We got to turn this around here. We are halfway through. Question number six. What is the capital of Nebraska?
Omaha.
Incorrect. Hammer, you have 5 seconds.
Lincoln.
That's correct.
Yeah!
Uh-oh.
Hammer on a roll!
4-1, we have 4 questions
almost mathematically
left.
Impossible
Will,
for me
you
to
got
lose.
This, buddy. You
Not
got
yet,
this.
But it's 4-1.
Question number seven. Which two countries fought in the Hundred Years' War?
I'll go with Prussia and Russia.
Incorrect. Will, you have 5 seconds.
I have no idea.
Take a guess.
Not sure.
France and England fought in the Hundred Years' War. All right, question number eight. In an element, the number of protons is equal to the number of what?
Electrons.
Correct. All right, 4-2.
Two questions left. Okay.
Here we go. This is big. Question number 9. What is the name of the longest side of a right-angled triangle?
Hypotenuse.
Bang! 4-3. Uh-oh.
Would have been nice if that question was read a little bit more coherently.
You got it. Okay. We're not going to get
4-3. One to go.
Here we
go. Will, good luck to you, buddy. This is a big moment right now.
Here we go. This is what happened the first year. You came back. All right, here we go. Question number 10. The world's longest above water mountain range is located in South America. Name that
Andes.
Mountain range. Oh, the hammer!
Oh, that's the hammer being, you know.
The hammer!
Thank you very much. So, Will, you did very well, my man. You did very well. Let's hear it, John. Let's hear it for Will. He was a great competitor.
He did great. Better than other years.
Oh, better than Ruben Amaro would have done when he was in 11th grade. Certainly better than Caney would have done.
Okay. All right. I at least knew skin. Come on. Why just throw
it in? All right, Will, you did a nice job, buddy.
Thank you.
So how do you feel, Will?
I feel defeated.
Yeah.
You did good, man. That was solid.
You feel defeated because you were defeated.
Oh, brother.
Yep.
Is that too much, Dad? Is it?
No, I told him if he lost, he's losing to the future president of the United States. So it's all good.
Odyssey Sportsman, sponsored by Fisher Investments.
James, what are you doing?
Not
I'm
like not. It's Florida not. State.
Well, turn something just off.
2024 was supposed to be a revenge tour.
Just pull
the
something
left
down.
Them out of the playoff last year. Instead, they no showed.
All right. Well, someone hit something somewhere
that's
in the back
weird.
Room.
It was from the microphone. Oh, it's from the mic over there.
All right, John.
I have no idea how that happened.
John, your
still.
Thoughts on what just transpired?
It's just such a shame. I know that Will is. Kicking himself. I know that Will...
He did really good, man.
I thought we
both did really good.
Well, I don't know. Let's not go too far. Joe, you were surprisingly smart in a couple of those. I don't know where that came from. It almost feels like Joe studied or something.
There was no studying.
There's
so which one? The Andes?
Wrong here. You were a lot more dialed in than I ever could have expected, and I think than you've ever been.
6-0. I think that was my best yet. 6-0. Yeah.
And I can't believe you dominated that. That was
well,
like
I wouldn't
really
say dominated. I'd say I did. Listen, Will, you did great also. I mean,
Will, you did. You did. But something has to change.
Joe was on fire today.
All right, so Will, you go back to Brandywine High School. When do you start the school year?
Tomorrow.
Good for you, man. Well, go in there with your head held high. Seltzer, as the moderator and the grand poobah this whole thing, what parting gifts do you have for our contestant?
We'll figure something out. That's not normally my
look at that.
We'll get you something. I promise.
We'll figure something out.
I promise. I will talk to Ava Graham and she'll make it happen because she makes everything happen.
All right.
So.
All right. Well, let's hear it for Will. Will, nice
this
job, buddy.
Thank you.
I thought you did a really good job. Chris, you should be very proud.
Thank you.
Seriously, man, you got a great son here. Will, can we get a Go Birds from you on the way out the door?
Go Birds.
How many wins again? How many wins this year?
17.
Okay.
Ooh.
Is that four?
Whoa,
is that
four, I love it.
14 in the regular season and 3 in the playoffs, and that's how they win the Super Bowl?
Yep.
That'll work.
My man.
That'll
that
work.
Works great for me.